This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Venezuelans head to the polls Sunday to elect members to a special body to rewrite that country's constitution. Now, this week, the U.S. imposed new sanctions on top officials in Venezuelan President Maduro's government to stop a process that critics say is a power grab, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
President Maduro says a new constitution is the, quote, only road to restore peace, unquote. Manuel Puyana is a businessman in Caracas who opposes Maduro.
The situation in Venezuela is incredibly bad. There is inflation in the vicinity of 700%. More than 80% of the people in Venezuela are below the poverty line as far as income is concerned.
Even basic things like rice and toilet paper are in short supply. Cindy Arnson runs the Latin American program at the Wilson Center in Washington, D.C. She says the government's taken a hard line with the millions of Venezuelans who have protested its policies in recent months.
Over 100 people have been killed, hundreds have been put in jail, thousands wounded, and that kind of confrontation is going to get worse.
Because, she says, a new constitution would give the government more power and take even more rights away from citizens. The U.S. accuses Venezuela's government of undermining democracy and warns that anyone who sits on the planned Constitutional Assembly will be at risk of sanctions. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.